How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman, old school, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients and butcher shop, three locations in Lincoln, one in the great Omaha, the Metro. We are live in effect at 1040 O Street. We are facing the first, or actually second day this week, of the Hawk that Nebraska has been famous for. The flags are moving at quite a pace. It is starting to get chilly. It's going to be chilly this weekend. We just had a little bit of a breakdown of a play towards the end of the fourth quarter. We'll be podcasting. You'll be able to go back and check it out, and I'll try to do it again next week, obviously. But then also see if I can find a play or two. Wisconsin's going to try to run against us and try to be successful, which we hope they won't. Last night and yesterday, I think this segment, Austin, do we have any coordinator audio?
Yes, we do. What would you like?
Well, we can,
Holgorsen and Walt White. What are you thinking?
Well, everybody's did Holgorsen and probably tried to, mix and match his words. Let's do Tony White.
Okay. Let's see. What does Tony White want to see from his defensive players in one-on-one situations?
Yeah.
The DC.
That'd be good.
That's it. You know what I mean? You want to get him in that position and believe and trust in your guys to go make the play. Cause that's what it is, right? When you play in this conference, and when you play the level of athletes, a la SC, Ohio State, I mean, you're going to be in position, right? The techniques, the training, the process during the week, that allows a good player to be in position. And now that's your time to shine. That's all you. You know what I mean? And so, it just wasn't a day where we had those one-on-ones go our way. You know, and so like today, you know, we're just emphasizing it even more, things that we want to see. You know what I mean? So when those guys are in that, like today, Malcolm was in a kind of a similar position, you know, with a one-on-one ball. And I think it was Jamal caught the ball. And then we went to Indy, and I told him, I was like, hey, look, you're always right there. I want to see this. I want to be deliberate in practice today. I want to see you actively, you know, slip it and go and punch the ball. I want to see you actively go down and try to rip the ball out as he goes, because you are always in position. But now, you know, we have to finish the right way, you know, and that was the emphasis of coaches. Like, we're right there. We got to go finish the damn thing. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of what we, or what I tried to, it's not apples to apples, but a little bit of that where it's the one-on-ones. I mean, you could be in zone, you're going to be one-on-one. It's just like basketball, DP. You know, everybody thinks because you play man, then you're only playing man. When you're in zone, you got to guard the guy that's in your area. So it's a little bit the same, but the big emphasis on, listen, I think one of the big things that came out of that I saw or listened to from Tony White is, listen, in this conference, you got to win one-on-one. You got to know what you're doing. You got to have the right technique, and then you got to go out there and do it. There is no call this play and it's automatic that Austin or DP is going to get an interception. You got to go make, you got to go eat what you kill. And, so like I said, sometimes, you know, you don't win the 50-50s, but, you know, you got to really, really emphasize it. And then they got to embrace it. They can't hear you. You got to listen to it, and you got to go do it over and over and over.
Well, I mean, Dom Capers, I remember him breaking down, and, you know, he was bringing 3-4 to Carolina. And so a lot of fans, football fans in Carolina, didn't quite understand some of the things he was doing with it. And he said, it doesn't really matter. The scheme is just to give them a chance to compete. Yep. Then the player has to compete. He goes, and quite frankly, I can give you skill. I can give you an idea about what I want you to look for. But ultimately, there are times, things that happen at the snap that the players on the field have to make decisions.
Yeah.
All of this for Tony White. Yeah, he said, listen, in the run game, there's some things I could have done differently. Mm. They were in some places and some sets that I wasn't prepared for. At least I didn't think we were fully prepared for.
Right.
Okay. Now you're talking about who has the more complicated offense. Is the Fickell offense more complicated than what USC ran out there? Are they more athletic? Like, that's I almost felt like Tony White was kind of passing the buck forward. Like, listen, we had to make some plays. There's some things that we could have done as coaches to help out.
Always. That's the right game. Yeah.
But then there were things that the players, once the ball is snapped, have to do. And they have to take care of each other.
You got to. That's team defense. I mean, that's playing defense is not just doing your job, operating. Like I said, you're playing individually, but you're thinking collectively. And thinking collectively is a word that sometimes I know it's not in modern day kids' vocab. You got to be selfless. That means you have to go the extra mile without getting any reward. And then like DP said, you got to look out for each other. You got to figure it out on your own. You got to figure it out, and it doesn't have to look pretty. Then you run over to the sideline, and the coach says, "What the heck were you three doing?" And say, "Listen, we got it. We figured it out. This is what we did." He'll probably say, "Okay." But
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Do you remember when we need to do it like this? And all three of us would probably be like, yeah. And then we're like, okay, you got it. You got it. Cool. We'll do it the right way the next time. Or we'll just keep doing what's working in the time being, and then really get down to it and really, really fix it when we have more time and a little bit, obviously, calmer situation, which would be obviously in the meeting room or in the film room or in the field, you know, when we get back home. So
is it working or is it not working? What are we doing? What are we seeing? Right. Like those are the questions that get you, one, from drive to drive, like from in between. You go out there, look, whether it's three plays or eight, the group gets back together. What are we seeing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Because Jay knows what he thought, but then shared IQ means the person next to him better know what Jay was thinking, and they better know what Jay was seeing, so they can work in tandem. And I just. There are moments against USC where you watch them on film and you just go, oh, man, it just didn't click. It just didn't click. And Wisconsin will offer, you better believe, look, they got a horse at receiver and a horse at running back. They will be able to attack. You better have your ducks in a row about how you're going to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin's a little bit different because with the new coordinator and with the way their offense has been, they're not going to scheme you up as much or potentially scheme you up as much as Lincoln Riley. And Lincoln Riley is a really good play caller, and he can scheme you up, especially coming off a bye week. And so Wisconsin doesn't have that luxury, and especially with a change with the head coordinator being let go, and now you have a new one coming in, whoever he may be. I think it's the tight end coach. The situation is a little bit different, but that doesn't mean it changes your preparation. So you have to go back and look at what you didn't do correctly, both as a player and making plays, right? So that's what they address. And then obviously, you know, Coach White and the staff, defensive staff, are going to go and look at, okay, well, what are the things that we weren't trump tight on in the run game or pass game that we got to make sure that we tidy up before we play Wisconsin? Because Wisconsin will try, the easiest thing for this coordinator to do is try to marry some of their, what they do in their playbook with potentially how USC got or did it and get to it some way. They might not, they probably won't come out in five wides, or they might, but you know, and go and run those type of routes, but they can come out in 11 personnel and flare the running back and get number two on the linebacker again. And it really be no different. Everybody act like it's a different play. It's not. They just kind of just cover different parts of the field just with different people. So, you know, I think it's just going to come down to, players finishing, which always is going to come down to, we got to play the run. We definitely got to address the counter. It's going to be inside outside zone. Wisconsin's not going to change. You're going to get a little bit of power, and then the run, and then the quarterback's going to try to throw just good enough, and they feel like they're going to take some shots, and he's going to try to keep us, you know, on our heels and try to, you know, keep them at or ahead of the chains. And that's how they're going to, you know, potentially try to get this game. Now, look, if we are getting gut punched with, you know, Walker and you know Yakameli or whatever, then it makes playing quarterback a lot easier. So we got to, hey, look, Walker's coming in here. He's a good back, you know, average 5 yards a carry, really good at down in the red zone. I think he's busted off a 60-yarder, so you know he's got some speed. They got a big offensive line, big maulers. They really, really do a good job and always have done a good job of body on body, inside outside zone. They hold probably. Iowa and Wisconsin hold the most, so we can't expect holding calls all the time. So we got to be impeccable with our feet in our hands, and we got to be heavy-handed, and we got to be violent. And at the second level of linebacker, this is a big boy game. You're going to have to get off blocks. You're going to have to get over top of on the counter. You got to get great footwork. You got to get great pre-snap reads. You got to get in-game or in-play reads, and you got to come up and you got to hit this dude. There's no fair dodging in this game. And it's going to be, look, it's the senior day, and you need to play for the seniors, and the seniors need to go out on the right foot. That you got to go earn it. You want this sixth win, you're going to go earn it to come Saturday at 2:30. We're not in the SEC where we're playing Mercer and Middle Tennessee State and, you know, Knucklehead University. You know, we don't get homecoming games. This is it. And, the competitor in you should be thinking like, I wouldn't want it any other way. And then if you raise your level of preparation, you'll be just fine. So, do we got enough time? Should we go to break? We're going to go to break, come back, and then we're going to, listen to Coach Dana, his first one, which was a very interesting of, when you come straight at people and how they reacted. So contrary to what everybody says in this world, you can coach kids pretty tough as long as you do it's not personal. If you can just say, that right there is not good enough, and this is why, the reaction seemed pretty good. Amazing. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.